countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Speaking of Kildare, Brenda, is that news to you?
Do you know what? There's a vague memory of it. There's something there, but to have it told so clearly is amazing. So in a way, it is kind of news to me. It's fascinating being from Kildare and supporting mm-hmm. Kildare and kind of hoping again that we rally for next year and all of that. But I'm so glad that there is going to be a referee award for Mick Salmon. Mm. I actually feel quite emotional about it. Really am glad for his family and his grandchildren and all that, that he is going to be recognised.
Yeah, and it's a way of recognising indeed the voluntary role and often the thankless role that referees play week in, week out at all levels in the GAA, indeed in other sports. That's not what you're here to talk about this morning, Brenda, because you have been to County Monaghan this week to meet a very interesting family.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a family and they foster children. So with COVID, it has impacted an awful lot on Tulsa's fostering services, you know, by slowing down the assessment, the training, the communication process for all involved. So they had a campaign just to let people know that they need children to be fostered still. In Ireland, there's nearly 6,000 children in care and 4,124 of them are with foster families. So with that in mind, I thought I would meet a family who farm, but also foster. And by God, did I meet the most gorgeous family. I went down to a place called Ahabog near New Bliss in County Monaghan.
Well, yep.
And I met the Brady family. And there is Sean and Sheedy, their mother and father. Love the name Sheedy, by the way. Basically, she was called Kathleen, but her younger brother couldn't pronounce it. Called her Sheedy. The name stuck. And it suits her. And they have two grown-up children of their own. But over the course of 20 years, they have fostered 35 children. They also run a very busy pig farm. So when I went to visit them, it was a really busy house because their own children were there. Some of the foster children they visit were there. And they also had brought some of the little baby piglets who'd been born on their pig farm that morning. So I wanted to get a sense of why they wanted to give up so much in their lives to other children and what it brought to them. And how is a farm a good place to actually foster children?
Yeah, we have a small pig farm in County Monaghan, nothing major. Myself and my son run the farm. We're just trying to build it up a wee bit further. We put up a mill there lately.
Sheedy, what are you holding there?
A Duroc, a little Duroc.
We leave the little baby piglets down for a while and we can talk about fostering and your family experience with
them. That's fine, Brendan. Yeah, no bother. We'll put them down. Our children were 11 and 13. And we decided that that was probably a good time for us to get started because, and we said that whenever we approached Tusla, that we wouldn't take any children older than our own. And then eventually we ended up with three long-term placements.
The challenge for me probably was trying to make them feel home from home and make them happy and meet their needs. And I love children and I loved having them.
The children would often be coming to you from a traumatic situation. What was that like for you, or can you remember that, Sean?
Look, we give them a bit of room, a bit of space. We weren't overcrowding them. They got a time limit and sort of thing to sort of adapt to our house before we got into the nitty gritty of why they were with us. And if they wanted to talk, and if they didn't want to talk, they didn't have to talk. We were caring for them and we were trying to give them as much love as we could.
One of the things that people often think about is how difficult it must be to let them go when they want to move on themselves. How have you dealt with that, or how difficult has that been, Sean?
I felt that it was harder on Chidi whenever children went back because she's with them 24/7, but that's what fostering's about. You do your spell. If they move on, that you've done all you can, you can't do any more.
No, you would feel lonely, you'd be heartbroken. Many's the tear I dropped, but you just hope that there's a little positive taken and that helps me throughout the day.
Some of the foster children who come down to you would have
come from city living. So is it much different to come down here to the pig farm? I mean, they're adapting to a lot, but is a farm a good place to foster children?
I think it's brilliant because the interaction that they have with these animals, they're probably never, they might have been in the zoo or whatever like that, but when you're actually holding these animals and caring for them and that, you can see the warmth that's in children, and it might only come out then when they're holding a pig or holding whatever, or a calf or whatever. There's so much goodness in all children, and that's where they learn an awful lot, because you have losses on the farm, you know, you have births, your factory, it's just a whole process, and they learn that. And the one thing I will say about the farming end of it is, a farm is a life skill, and that's what's brilliant for them on the farm.
When they're working on the farm, they're relaxed and they're, you know, getting on with the work, and the next thing they might say, oh, well, they'll tell you something that happened, and the next thing you find, oh, they'll say, oh, I remember I did this or I did that, some wee thing will come out on the farm.
It opens it up.
What I'm trying to say is they relax and they become more open.
What would you both say that fostering children has brought to your own lives, both as a couple, as individuals, for your family?
It has been a wonderful experience to have somebody else, but I think there's no greater satisfaction than seeing a child grow from a baby, let's say, in our case we had children from 1.5, to now 21, and see them growing up alongside your own children and doing all the things that a child should do and develop at certain levels, junior cert, leaving cert, college or whatever, you know, that's probably the brilliant thing. And they're not yours, but they're yours. They're not yours by name, but they're yours. I think that's it.
They're not yours, but they're yours, says Sean. Brenda, you still, you said it was a big house. Did you speak to anybody else?
I did. What a gorgeous sentence. Yeah. They're yours, but they're not yours. It sums it up so beautifully, their attitude to all the children that have been in and out. Remember, they've had children maybe for a week, maybe for a weekend, maybe for a month, a year. And all of them, I presume, go off and they feel better for being on the farm with Sean and Sheedy. And you can just tell. And one of those I spoke to is Tegan. And Tegan has been fostered by the Bradys on a long-term basis since she was 5 years old. She's now 21. She herself is a young mother to 8-month-old Mason. And she told me about her experience of foster care and living on the Brady farm. But we had to show Mason the piglets first.
Look at the piggy. Watch the wee piggy. Look. What's the piggy doing?
I think Tegan Mason is more interested in my microphone than the piggy.
I think so too.
Tegan, tell me, how old are you and how long are you fostered here?
I'm 21 and I've been here full time since I was 5 or 6, so 16 years. There's 8 in my family, in my original family. We lived in the town and I suppose it was just difficult times at that time, so I was took here and I'm getting on very well and have been this last 16 years. Brenda, I think life would have been a lot different. I would have went a completely different path. There probably would have been a lot of drinking and drugs. I suppose in a town there is a lot of that. I know you can get that in the countryside too, but I wasn't in the town. Also, Chidi and Sean did support me a lot through my teenage years. I was a bit of a hard teenager. But we all are. We all go through that teenage phase, and I know myself that if I had been living in the town, I would have turned out a lot different to the way I have turned out.
So Tegan, you've become a young mum to Mason. As a mother, do you now look at, say, the work that Chidi and Sean have done and the effort in a different way? Has it changed your outlook?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose that is the thing that has made me look at a lot of things different, because before I became a mummy, I suppose I was still a little bit up and down about the whole fostering situation. But when I did become a mummy, I kind of realised that people are just there to help you and to be there for you and care for you. As I've said, Chidi and Sean have always done their very best, and I would be always grateful for that.
I can see, Chidi, you're so proud of her.
Yes, I'm delighted to see that. Tegan is fit to talk and very confident.
Tegan is my second daughter, really. Tegan knows where she stands with me.
Tegan, over the years that you've been here, what has it brought to your life and done for you?
I suppose it's brought hope, love and care. If I hadn't of been in foster care in the first place, I wouldn't probably have got a lot of any of them three things that I'm only after naming out. When you're going through rough patches with parents, whatever, there isn't a lot of hope. You don't think that you're going to get anywhere in life. I know I was only young, I was only 5 and 6 years of age. But at that age, you still feel things. And I didn't feel like there was a lot of hope in my life. There was nobody there to guide me. And when I came to Shidi and Sean's house, it was always positive thoughts, positive comments that were given. And that has helped me through my life. It is and has been amazing for me. I'd like to thank Shidi and Sean for the care, love that they have brought to me and to my life. And I suppose I can say that on behalf of my brother as well, that also was in foster care with me. So I would like to thank the two of you.
That's a very good thing.
I can't believe it. After all the ups and downs, and I still get a good...
Say lots of tears there, Brenda.
But you know what? I'm just thinking of them right now. They're probably all listening to this on the radio and they're sitting in their kitchen table on the farm and they're probably all in tears because you can
tears
tell...
Tears of happiness.
Tears of happiness. You know, the love, the care, the ups and downs. You know, it hasn't been easy, I'm sure, at times. But how amazing is that? And I would say to people, you know, if you think that you can care for a child and give a positive, make a positive difference in a child's life, not just your own, but your own family's life. The Tulsa are very interested. They have a free phone number here, 1800-226-771 or else fostering.ie. Now, we'll put all that up on the countrywide website. And as I said, they are struggling with COVID, with recruiting new foster carers. There's always a need. You heard the wonderful family there in Monaghan. And as I said, it's fostering.ie.
Fostering.ie. Lovely report there, Brenda. Hope you enjoyed your trip up to County Monaghan. And good morning to all the Bradys and everybody around Ahabog there this morning. It was great to have you on Countrywide.